Welcome back. You with the news at one. We go back to that major announcement, the most important announcement Environment Minister Alan Kelly told us he'll ever make as minister, and that is the government's new social housing policy. Fianna Fáil Environment spokesman Barry Cowan is in our Doyle studio. The minister also told us, Barry Cowan, that Fianna Fáil created this crisis by relying so much on privatisation to meet social housing needs, and he's simply sorting out your mess.
I don't agree with that. I don't accept it. I don't think the public are interested in that lazy argument that's been made by the government over the last 3 or 4 years when faced with issues for which they have to resolve. In the first instance, you know, this programme, the social housing programme, is long overdue. We've been pushing hard for a detailed programme to be published and to be put in place as the crisis has evolved over the last 3 or 4 years. And I don't want to be churlish. You know, on the face of it, one might say this looks positive, it looks dramatic. But I'd fear that it is often the case when you're inspecting announcements by this government, what might appear to look good may not be the case. Having drilled down, it quickly crumbles. And I've only, heard the headline rates. What I heard, in the first instance, I heard the minister say, you know, that he since assuming office, has consulted extensively with local authorities. And I would have expected to have done that. But I'm just not long off the phone to the housing officer in Offaly, and he was surprised that there was been no formal contact made with him or with his office or with that authority, looking for details regarding their list, looking for details of their land banks, of shovel-ready projects that might be in a position to move quickly where the funding
could be placed.
Because
the minister says a lot of work has gone on behind the scenes to make sure that the housing, for instance, that's planned for Dublin next year can get going without any more hold-ups.
Yeah, well, as I said to you, I've only began a trawl of the local authorities throughout the country, and I'll continue to do so and seek to expose that lie for what it is, quite honestly. I wonder then, looking at the headline rates that you've mentioned, is it top-heavy on retaining and heightening short-term solutions in relation to housing assistance payments? You know, 75,000 of the 90,000 units would be catered for in that fashion, in that way. That's not a long-term problem. It sure is. It is a short-term solution, and there has been improvements to the housing rental assistance payments, but I don't see it as a long-term solution, and it shouldn't be painted as such. You know, how much of the funding that is mentioned is being provided to meet the demands that local authorities have for interest payment bills on lands that have been sitting idle over recent years? Is there any recommendation in relation to letting caps or rent controls? Is there a tenant purchase scheme contained where the proceeds would be retained by local authorities? Is there an effort to derive more from NAMA as was envisaged or supposed to be detailed to local authorities? There's been no social dividend that one could point to. You know, I had asked that there be a dedicated NAMI unit within each local authority to explore and to make sure that this crystallised and materialised. It hasn't to date, and I don't see anything here that will allow me to think otherwise. But as I said to you, they're just some of the headline rates. You know, it appears positive, it appears dramatic, but as I said to you, as has been the case with many announcements by this government, and we've seen them as recently as last week, when you delve down, when you investigate, when you drill, you know, unfortunately, much of what is promised crumbles. And we has any of this been announced recently in the past with the budget announcement in relation to efforts to address the repair and reinstatement in local authorities of units that are lying idle? Again, is this more funding or is it not? You know, I had asked that families who are on waiting lists could be allowed to renovate these homes and their rent would be appropriate thereafter. You know, there has to be some thinking outside the box. This is the biggest issue that is facing my constituents, and I'm sure many others throughout the country. It's the one issue where we receive 30 to 40% of our representations. You know, Minister O'Sullivan earlier this, or when on assuming office in this role initially, had said that she'd eradicate homelessness by 2016. This plan appears to only begin to address the problem from 2016 on.
All right, there we must leave it. But thank you for joining us this lunchtime, the Fianna Fáil Environment spokesman, Barry Cowan.